Hi, this is Carol Miller, and it's time to get the let out. Many people say Clarksdale, Mississippi is the birthplace of the blues. On April 21st, 1998, Jimmy Page and Robert Plant released their duo album, Walking into Clarksdale. On this edition of Get the Let Out, we'll celebrate its 26th anniversary and check out the Clarksdale Blues influence on Zeppelin. Here's a rare Page Plant live soundboard recording from their Clarksdale tour.
On guitarist and Jimmy Page.
Page and Plant on tour to support their album, Walking into Clarksdale, with an unreleased live soundboard recording. When Zeppelin burst on the scene in 1969, they were often referred to as a blues rock band, and not the only one. American blues was evidently very popular in Britain. Robert Plant explains why.
When I was a kid, I was like so many people of my generation. We were really moved by the deep soul of black American music from Mississippi. But British kids of my age really were so transfixed by the change and by the dynamic of a black culture that we really, really were, these guys became instant heroes. They may have been unsavory, they may have been unlucky, they may have been hellhounds, they could have been anything, but basically there was a lure to the music of the black American which kept us going, the Yardbirds, you know, the Stones, etc.
And here, Plant explains that where he grew up in England, he'd never heard the blues before.
Well, as a kid, I heard the Blue Note, and I'd never heard anything like it before. This music was haunting, and it came through in so many ways. It came through in the voice of Presley. It came through a little bit with Little Richard, although it came through from the old masters.
Gallows Pole, a traditional song which made its way to American blues through artists like Leadbelly. We're celebrating the 26th anniversary of Walking into Clarksdale, the Page Plant album, and checking out the blues or Clarksdale influence on Zeppelin. Strangely, though, Walking into Clarksdale can be considered less blues-oriented than even Zeppelin's first album. We'll take a listen in a couple. Hang out with us on Get the Let Out. This is Carol Miller. Hi, this is Carol Miller on Get the Let Out, and we're commemorating the 26th anniversary of the Page Plant album Walking into Clarksdale and checking out the Clarksdale influence on Led Zeppelin. You would think that the Page Plant album Walking into Clarksdale would be strictly blues-oriented, but it wasn't. World music influences, drum loops, strings, and Eastern drones can be heard throughout. We've got another great soundboard recording of Page and Plant on tour supporting the Clarksdale album.
This is a track from the new album. It's called Walking into Clarksdale.
Zeppelin with When the Levee Breaks. The song was written and originally recorded by husband and wife Kansas Joe McCoy and Memphis Minnie in 1929. They were describing the Great Mississippi Flood of 1927. And we heard Walking into Clarksdale live as Page and Plant performed it, supporting the Clarksdale album. The Clarksdale album wasn't all blues, which was the major influence on the original Zeppelin sound. Journalist Chris Needs commented on Jimmy Page's goal when he put together Zeppelin.
I think Jimmy had the sound in his head. He wanted to carry on playing blues-based stuff, but he wanted to have this real hard rock edge, essentially a new sound.
Led Zeppelin has been accused of, quote, stealing blues lyrics and riffs, and actually settled out of court with a couple of American blues artists. But what's Led Zeppelin's position on this? You'll hear about it next on Get the Let Out. This is Carol Miller. Hi, this is Carol Miller, and we're into the Clarksdale influence on Led Zeppelin here on Get the Let Out. As we commemorate the 26th anniversary of the release of the Page Plant album Walking into Clarksdale. Zeppelin has been accused of borrowing from other blues songs, but according to noted blues author and producer Robert Palmer, quote, "It is the custom in blues music for a singer to borrow verses from contemporary sources." And Jimmy Page said, quote, "I always tried to bring something fresh to anything that I used. I always made sure to come up with some variation," unquote. Zeppelin, live from Celebration Day, with a song first recorded by Blind Willie Johnson in 1927. Zeppelin doing the blues, the Clarksdale influence on Get the Let Out. Coming up, we'll hear a song from Walking into Clarksdale, celebrating its 26th anniversary, that won a Grammy for Record of the Year. But it wasn't the version on the album. Hi, this is Carol Miller on Get the Lead Out, and we've been taking a look at the Clarksdale blues influence on Led Zeppelin. Page and Plant released their Walking into Clarksdale album 26 years ago, on April 21st, 1998. The song Most High from Clarksdale won Page and Plant their first Grammy, and another song from the album won Record of the Year in 2009. That's because it was the version with Robert Plant and Alison Krauss. Here's the original with Jimmy Page. Please read the letter, Page and Plant, from Walking into Clarksdale on its 26th anniversary.
Please read the letter that I wrote. Please read the letter that I wrote. Please read the letter that I wrote.
Oh. That's our show for this week. This program was written and produced by myself, Carol Miller. Our line producer is Joe Cristiano, with additional production by Paul Logos, production and research materials from Steve Sauer. And thank yous to Stefan Jones, Vanessa Hookham, and all our associates at United Stations Radio Networks. This is Carol Miller. Thanks for listening and getting the lead out.
Please.